Stacey Abrams, Hollywood boycott a forced pregnancy abortion bill in Georgia wrong strategy. By Penny Starr on June 13, 2019. Stacey Abrams, the Democrat who lost the gubernatorial race in Georgia in the midterm elections, is speaking out against the Hollywood boycott of Georgia since the state passed legislation that would ban abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Abrams, described in her interview with National Public Radio, NPR, as a rising star in the Democratic Party, said the boycott is the wrong strategy because it would mean the loss of thousands of jobs in Georgia. There is a strong emphasis on showing our values through boycotts, Abrams said in the interview on Morning Edition on Thursday. And as a daughter of the South, I appreciate that. But the solution to this challenge does not come simply from removing economic opportunities, Abrams said. It actually comes from changing the composition of our leadership because, while the forced pregnancy bill is one attempt to remove access to health care, there are other bills that will follow if this one doesn't succeed. If we want a permanent solution, we need a permanent change, Abrams said. And that means investing in political change in the state of Georgia. And that's why I need people to stay and fight, Abrams said. Rachel Martin, a host with the taxpayer-funded media outlet, argued that boycotts can work, citing the boycott against the 2016 North Carolina law that required people to use bathrooms that matched their biological gender in the fight for religious liberty against the powerful LGBTQ lobby in Indiana. I mean, those boycotts created public pressure that helped leverage change, Martin said. They did, Abrams said, but she added that in 2 years the Georgia ban could become law, and so the most effective way to change the outcome is to actually change the people who are making the decisions. Pro-abortion Abrams praised the Democrats' efforts to fight for abortion on demand but also admitted in the interview something rarely mentioned by the left, that if the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion across America is overturned, it would not ban the procedure that has caused the deaths of at least 40 million unborn children. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.